Welcome back to another episode of Between a Rock and a Scar Place. It is me, as always, your host, Brandis. And let's get started. So you all know that I try to record these episodes on Sundays when the work week is ending from the previous week and beginning with the new week. And I like to do that because, you know, at the end of the week, I just want to kind of do a check-in to see where everybody's at, you know, how your week has gone, what did you accomplish, what didn't you accomplish, and what goals you have set for the new week coming up. So, you know, for me, last week was just really busy. My nephew graduated, and I was so proud as an aunt to be able to watch this incredible man that I watched him grow up from a baby into the man that he is today. And just made me proud of him, made me proud of my sister, because she really did this, you know, she did this by herself, you know. I mean, of course, you know, she had help from, you know, family. But for the most part, like, the man he is today is because of her, because of the pushing she did, because of the love she gave, because of, you know, her strength and not being unwavering in the values that she teaches her children, just staying on them and making sure that she kept it real with him at all times, no matter what, you know, no matter how tough it was or no matter how much, you know, she felt like it might, he might not be able to understand. Her, you know, main thing was to always keep it real with her kids. You know, when they got to an age where they could really understand, like, 100%, you know, she didn't downplay or sugarcoat anything. And just to be able to witness him walk across the stage and it's just amazing. You know, that was amazing. So it was a good, you know, a good week. And family is important. You know, family is important. Sometimes, you know, unfortunately, we don't get to choose who our family is from the beginning. Like, we don't get to choose who we are given to in the beginning. But as we get older, we do get a choice in deciding whether or not we want to continue to associate ourselves with the family that we have been given. And, you know, family is very, you know, very important. And so it's just full circle to be able to share in that moment. And that was really good. Like I said, last week was so busy with doing that, and then everything else that I've been doing, working, and you know, my son going to school and making sure that, you know, that he's good, and just seems like it never ends. And so I just really wanted to kind of, like, didn't really have anything super important to impart today. Just kind of wanted to remind you to really, you know, self-care is very important. It is important that you stop and check on yourself. And it's important for you to stop and check on the people who are strong in your life. Because a lot of times, those strong people don't stop to take care of themselves. Because they have so much weight on them. They have so much that they are caring for. They have so much that's riding on them, or they have people that are depending on them. They have responsibilities that are assigned to them. And a lot of times they just go without taking a breath, without taking a moment to really rest and rejuvenate and refresh so that they can continue to go. And it's important that when you have people in your life like that, that you remind them, even when they reject it, because a lot of times they're going to reject it. They're going to tell you, no, like, I can't, you know, I got too much stuff to do. I can't. Always going to be, well, I got to do this. I can't miss this. Can't do that. There's always going to be a reason why they can't miss, or they can't stop, or that's not good. You know, that's not good for them. And so you just have to sometimes remind them, hey, you deserve to be cared for too. The same way in which you care for others, the same way in which you take care of your other responsibilities, you deserve for someone to do that for you. You deserve for someone to remind you that it's okay for you to take care of yourself. That's not being selfish. That's not being neglectful. That's not abandoning any of your responsibilities or the people that is in your life. It's okay for you to say, hey, right now, this day is for me. This day is reserved for me. So if it doesn't have anything to do with me, if it doesn't have anything to do with restarting me, rejuvenating me, if it doesn't have anything to do with refreshing me, then today, I'm not dealing with it. My only focus, it's on me. I need to be replenished so that I can continue to pour. And if that doesn't have anything to do with filling me back up, I can't. I can't accept it. Not today. It's okay. Even if it's for a couple of hours. It doesn't have to be an all-day thing. Sometimes you just need to say, hey, I need a couple of hours that are just all mine, that belongs to me. And that's okay. Because everybody needs that. Everybody needs a mental wellness day, or a mental wellness hour, or a mental wellness break. And so it's very important that when you have people in your life, that you see them, they hustle hard, and they really have no playtime or downtime to really enjoy life. It is important that you support them, encourage them to take better care of themselves, because you want to see them flourish, but you also want them to be around to enjoy that. You want to see them plant seeds, but you also want to see them enjoy the harvest that comes up. And And I understand that not everybody will be able to do that. You know, there are people who come in and they plant seed. There's other people who come in and they water the seed. There are other people who come in and they help the seed grow. They come in and they harvest what has grown. So sometimes when you plant certain seeds, you don't always get to see them manifest. But there are specific things that you have goals for that you plant, that you want to see the manifestation. And so when you have people in your life, excuse me, when you have people in your life who they are, just go-getters, they're doers, and they do not stop to smell the roses. It's important for you to just nudge them a little bit and say, hey, did you eat today? Did you take a walk today? Did you stop and say a prayer today? Did you stop and just take a moment to think? Did you get some rest? Did you take a nap? Did you drink water? Hydrate, you know? Just little things. So that they don't get so burnt out that it begins to affect them physically. That they don't get so burnt out that it affects them mentally. That they don't get so burnt out that they don't get to enjoy what they're trying to accomplish. That feeling that I had watching my nephew walk across that stage, that is the same feeling of accomplishment that I had when I graduated high school. And that feeling is like no other. So that feeling is the same feeling that you get when you accomplish something that you know you worked so hard for. That it was not easy. That some nights you had to stay up all night and you had to study. Or, you know, if you're working, some nights that you worked off the clock. Because you know it needed to be done. And when you accomplish the goal, when you succeed in the mission, it's that feeling is amazing. And if you are the person that is the go-getter, the person that goes, please learn to accept encouragement of self-care. Do not think it robbery from whatever you have going on in your life for you to stop and care for yourself. It is not selfishness. It is not carelessness. It is nothing for you to be ashamed about or for you to feel guilt for. Because you want to take the time to make sure that you're okay. There's no shame in that. There's no guilt in that. Everyone should have that ability to be able to say, hey, I need a moment. Because right now, I'm not okay. Or right now, I need to be restored. I need something to be poured back into me. Because right now, I'm empty. I'm running on E. I want to say that humans, as human beings, we can't survive running on E. But the truth of the matter is that many of us, that is our only mode of survival, is running on E. That has been our way of life, is running constantly on empty. We get a little bit here and there, but for the most part, we never get totally full. We're always running on E. And I don't know how many of us survive life doing that. Like, I don't know how we continue to show up every day for ourselves and pour out of emptiness. Like, and I say we because I know I can bear witness to that. I can bear witness to pouring out of myself from an empty place. It doesn't mean that I don't emotionally empathize or sympathize with what I'm pouring out. It's just that I'm pouring out from a place that's dry. I am literally giving out of the fumes that are left behind. And that is a painful place to pour out of. And many times we do it with a smile on our face. Like, you would never know that I was giving from a place of pain, of emptiness, of starvation, of dehydration, of scarcity. Like, you would never know that. Because at the end of the day, for me, my heart is that, you know, the people that I come in contact with, I want you to be happy. I don't want you feeling sorry for me. Because then if you're feeling sorry for me, you can't focus on you. Or if you feel sorry for me, then you may not pour out of yourself, because that's who you are. You may pour out of yourself from pity. And I don't want anyone's pity. So even if I'm empty and I don't have anything left, I will give you the nothing that I have. And that's a very dangerous place. Now, notice I said that sometimes we pour from an empty place. But I didn't say a hopeless place. Because once you are in a place where it's hopeless, like, you feel that there's no hope. Like, you can't pour from that place at all. Like, you have totally given up. Like, that is not a place that you can pour from. So, you know, emptiness, I mean, just there's nothing in the container, the vessel. It's void. It's hollow. But it's still there to be poured into. Like, you can put things in it. When you're a place that's hopeless, there's nothing that you can pour into. And you cannot pour from that place. So, you know, I just really wanted to come and encourage, you know, those who are strong and those who have strong people in their lives that it's okay for you to show up for you. Every day, that's what we should be doing. We should be showing up for ourselves. Because the way in which you show up for you will also determine how you show up for others. And it's great when you have other people who can pour into you, but it's even better when you're able to pour into yourself, because then you always have a reservoir. You have a never-ending supply. Your being replenished is not dictated by everyone else. Like, I can only get replenished if someone else is pouring into me. No. Then you are held hostage. You are on someone else's timetable. Under someone else's control. Because now the only way that you can be filled up is if someone else is doing the filling. No, you have to be able to show up for yourself. You need to be able to refill yourself. You need to be able to pour back into yourself. So that way you always have something on reserve, on tap. If there's no one else to encourage you, you have to be able to encourage yourself. And that's what showing up is. Showing up for yourself is saying, you know what? I got this. I'm going to make sure that I'm good. I am going to do something that is healthy for me. So if that means that, you know, once a week I'm going to sit down and read my favorite book, that's a commitment you make to yourself. That is showing up for you. That is self-care. That is saying, you know what? This is what delights me. This is what will help refuel me. And then I can pour into someone else. I can encourage someone else. When I was younger, and I won't say that I don't like to do it now. I just haven't done it in a long time. But when I was younger, coloring was very therapeutic for me. I love to color. Would buy coloring books and crayons and sit down and I would color. Would have coloring contests with my siblings. And I haven't done it in a long time. But that was something that, you know, it was something that occupied my time. It allowed me to think. It also allowed my creativity, because now I'm looking at this blank sheet and I'm trying to figure out, what colors do I want to color? Do I want to color it the way that I see it on the front page of this coloring book? Or do I want to decide what colors I want to use? I get to decide what goes together and what doesn't. Like, coloring was, I got to dictate the narrative of this picture. No one was telling me what color it should be. So that was, you know, something that I did. But of course, when I was young, I didn't look at it like, oh, this is me, like, self-caring for myself. I just looked at it like, oh, this is something I like to do. Let me color. You know, find something that you like, and then show up for yourself in with that. Even if it's just a small amount of your day. If it's meditation, then meditate. If it's getting, you know, 30 minutes of sleep extra throughout the day, then get that 30 minutes of sleep. If it's fasting, then fast. If it's praying, then pray. If it's taking a jog, then jog. If it's going to the gym, then go to the gym. If it's taking a walk, if it's bird watching, if it's, you know, if it's looking at the stars, let it be something positive, and let it be something that is something that you can make a commitment to, and then show up for that commitment. And see it through. It's important. It is important that those people who feel like the Energizer Bunny, y'all remember that commercial? He just keeps going and going and going and going and going. Now, I know the running joke, or the thought process is that, you know, Energizer wanted you to know, hey, our batteries last long. They last long than all of the average other batteries that are out there. You can count on them that they are not going to stop. But the truth of the matter is, eventually, they're going to stop. And what do you need? You need more batteries. So you got to make sure you have an ample supply. And in order for you to have an ample supply, it means that the supply that you got it from has to be full. Like when you go buy batteries, depending on how many batteries you need, but you know, most of the time they come in a pack. You may get 4, 6, 8. You might get 12, a 24 pack, a 48 pack, a 60 pack. But let's say if they come in a 12 pack, you consider that full. You wouldn't pay for a 12 pack and then you only got 6 in there. Right? So you just have to make sure that you have what you need in storage. Like, you just want to make sure that you have enough. Enough of what you need to keep you going and going and going so that you can take care of the goals and the responsibilities that are placed upon you, that you have taken on, that you are accountable for. You want to make sure that you have enough. Enough stored away. And don't feel guilty for that. Don't feel bad for that. Don't feel like you do a disservice to people in your responsibilities because you want to make sure you're good. If you're not good, then everything that you are responsible for and are accountable to, it will not be good. A team can only be as strong. I guess they say they can only be as strong as their weakest link, which to me, like, doesn't make sense, but I guess I would have to analyze that more. But I would say that a team can only be as strong as their leader. So if their leader is not strong, then the team will not be strong unless they have a leader within the team. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like if I have someone at the top who's in charge, and then you have everyone under them. They are the group. If the leader is not strong, then the team is going to fold. Unless you have a strong person within the group who now gets put in the position to lead. So You're only going to be as strong as the strongest person that's leading you. And if the person that is leading you, if the person that is responsible for you or accountable to you, if they are not their best selves, then they cannot be their best selves for anything that's under their umbrella. So that's really what I wanted to come and share tonight, is that it's okay to show up for yourself. It is okay to practice and implement self-care time or days, however you want to designate that. It is okay to implement that in your daily routine. There is no shame. There is no guilt in doing that. And to also encourage your strong friends, your strong family, even your strong significant others, encourage them to show up for themselves. Because a lot of times they aren't going to do it. Not because they are stubborn, or not because they don't care, but because their focus is making sure that everyone else is good. Even if it's detrimental to them, their first and foremost mindset is, I'm responsible for making sure everything goes according to plan. And sometimes things are out of your control. And when you have people who are doers like that, they usually are people who are used to controlling every little aspect. Because in their mind, if I don't take control of this, if I don't have this going the way that I want it to go, it's not gonna go right. It's not gonna get done the way that I need it to be done. So I have to make sure that my fingerprint is somewhere in every aspect of everything that I do. And so, you know, it's okay for you to remind them, hey, take care of you first. Because if you're not good, then you're no good for anybody else. Those are the three things that I just really wanted to remind those of you out there that are listening. And I went over just a little bit today, but thank you for being patient with me. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and I hope that you continue to enjoy my podcast. I hope that you continue to enjoy Between a Rock and a Scar Place. Enjoy my journey. Enjoy, you know, some of the stories that I may share. Because we're in it. We're in this life together. Like, no man is out here by himself. No man is an island. We all need one another in some capacity. And so again, like I always say, it's my desire that somewhere in this message, I was able to make an impact in someone's life, even if it's just one. Until then, I appreciate you all, and I will see you next time. Or I'll talk to you next time. Bye.